Let's get back to What Happened on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Tom Inabnett.
You know, it was interesting to see this last week as I was looking over some of the convention comings and goings. You know, it's not all biscuits and gravy down on the convention floor. As a matter of fact, Republican leaders are working behind the scenes to head off a potentially embarrassing floor fight between the party's establishment and its grassroots activists, especially people who support Ron Paul. Now, they're concerned, the supporters of Ron Paul, are concerned that proposed changes to the Republican National Convention rules at this year's convention could make it more difficult to influence the party's future directions. And that was, I found that to be interesting. Now, we've heard before that Ron Paul said that even if he didn't get the nomination, he's not finished. Now, understand that a battle's been brewing this week over the controversial proposal to change the rules of the convention, and this rule particularly is known as Rule 15. And what it would give, what it would do is give candidates the authority to remove state-elected convention delegates and replace them with their own supporters. Now, when I first read this in Newsmax, I was like, now, wait a minute. Hang on just a minute. You're going to give the candidate the ability to remove state-elected convention delegates and put somebody of their own choosing in there? That would seem to me to be election tampering, nothing short of. However, I did some further reading, and as a matter of fact, the influential National Republican Committee man, James Bott of Indiana, told Newsmax that there were Ron Paul supporters being elected as Mitt Romney delegates saying they would not vote for Mitt Romney. He goes on to add that it is a violation of state-level regulations for a bound delegate to vote for another candidate. That's a really problem. I mean, I cannot believe that someone would get elected to be a delegate for their district and then go against the constituency of that district in favor of their own viewpoint. That has to be stopped. Now, once I read what it was all about, I understood why this had to be addressed. And I mean, it had to be addressed immediately. It seems a little funky that a candidate can pick and choose delegates, but if that delegate refuses to vote with his constituency, we have to deal about it one way or another. Now, remember, Ron Paul swore to us that he would not give up just because he didn't get the nomination. And that's a problem, ladies and gentlemen. That's a problem. And if you'll remember what happened to G.H.W. Bush, the elder President Bush, and H. Ross Perot. Now, if you'll remember, Mr. Bush was poised to win another election against Bill Clinton. He had a lot of polls. He was very favorable and so forth and so on. But H. Ross Perot got into the election with, frankly, in my opinion, no chance to win, even though some of us liked what he had to say. But he took enough votes away from the Republican Party to make Mr. Clinton the president. And again, I am not commenting on Mr. Clinton's presidency. I think history will show that although he had maybe questionable morals, who doesn't, he acted as a pretty good president. He was a pretty good president. Now, anyone who got caught in the dalliances he got caught up with in the Oval Office has questionable morals. But his presidency was a different story. So what we need to do is make sure that, now I'm not against Ron Paul. If he wants to run as an independent, let him. But keep our eyes on the ball. The odds of Mr. Paul being elected are astronomically small. Not because of anything except his politics, in my view, are far too radical. Far too radical. Not that I disagree with them all. Some of them I actually agree with, but he's too radical to be the president of this country. That's just the facts. And we cannot let him and his aspirations get involved and be a drain of resources on Mitt Romney's candidacy. Now, I'm sorry if that sounds partisan. That's just the way I see it. But as another thing, and I found for what it's worth, there was a Republican a Democratic commercial that was released called Republican Women for Obama. And it was, I watched the commercial, I found this on the Daily Caller, and it was pretty interesting because one of the weird things about it, and I watched, it's about a 2.5 minute ad, is these people are saying, well, I voted for Mr. Bush and I did this and I did that, but not this time. This time I am smarter than that. I'm not going to go and vote for Mr. Romney because Mr. Obama is a better choice. Not going to vote Republican. Now, the ad got a lot of playtime on MSNBC, but I haven't seen it much, you know, many other places. But Daily Caller finds out that the recent so-called Republican Women for Obama video advertisement has turned out to be a, and I quote this, a disingenuous campaign ploy. Now, that ad that was posted on the official Barack Obama campaign YouTube page on Friday claimed to show a group of women that had previously voted Republican but later abandoned the party because they felt it went too far to the right, leaving them with no alternative but to vote for President Obama this November. The problem is, according to the Daily Caller, and you can, you know, take it with a grain of salt, the problem is that so far two of the women in this commercial were shown to be Democrats who had previously supported Obama. First, and this is pointed out by Zeke Miller of BuzzFeed, one of the featured actors in the video, Maria Ciano, had been registered Democrat since October 2006, and that's according to the Colorado voter registration records. Now, I'm not saying this to endorse or denounce any particular advertisement. What I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, is take these advertisements, regardless of which side they come on, with a grain of salt. You really cannot rely on them to give you the truth. We've seen this over and over. I wish this wasn't true, but the fact of the matter remains that they simply are not there to give you the truth. They're there to promote their candidate. And I'll give you an example. Anybody who buys Golf Magazine, every issue has how to cure your slice, how to cure your slice. Ladies and gentlemen, Golf Magazine has no interest in curing your slice. Their interest is in selling Golf Magazine. Understand, the political action committees have no desire, no driving motivation to get you to vote, to do anything but vote for their candidate. They don't care if you get the truth. As long as you believe it, that's fine. And if they say it long enough, they expect you to believe it. So when you hear those ads, keep a grain of salt. Go and do the research on your own. You'll find out what the candidates are really about. You know, I thought for the last part of the show today I would do something a little bit different. I think I'll go and take a look at some of the recent polls. And what I've done is I've gone out to RealClearPolitics.com. That's RealClearPolitics.com. Now, what this organization does is it goes out and collects data from a lot of different polling places, a lot of different polling organizations, and it averages them. It gives kind of an average about what's going to happen and how people are feeling. So I thought it might be interesting to see what the polls say today. And the first poll I looked up was about the general election. This is Romney versus Obama. Now, understand that the RCP average, that's the Real Clear Politics average, is going to average things like the CBS News poll, Gallup, Rasmussen, Associated Press, NBC's, and so forth and so on. They make an average of what these polling data is. And the polling data for Mr. Romney versus Mr. Obama has Mr. Obama at 46.8% and Mr. Romney at 45.7%. Now, that's a 1.1% difference, and that's clearly within the margin of error of these two polls, which should be very concerning for our president. It really should. Mr. Obama should look at this, and if he's, you know, that close in these polls, what can that mean for an election? Now, I want to, you know, go a little bit other, take a little another tack. The second poll I looked at was President Obama's job approval rating. Now, his approval is 47.7 on average, and his disapproval is 48.6 on average. That's he's disapproved by 0.9 more than he's approved of. And this is pretty interesting because he's ahead in the who's going to get elected poll, but he's trailing in his job approval. And that's never a good sign for an incumbent president. It's just not a good sign. As a matter of fact, if you look at it historically it's incredibly difficult for a president to be reelected with poll numbers that are this close. Now, the next poll I looked at was the direction of the country, okay? And the RCP average says that 31.6% of Americans think that the country is headed in the right direction, while 63% believe it's headed in a wrong direction. Two-thirds of Americans that were polled believe that the country is going in the wrong direction. Again, bad, bad numbers for Mr. Obama. And the last one I looked at was Obama favorable or unfavorable. 49% thinks he's a favorable guy. 45% do not approve of him. And on that same note, for Mitt Romney, 43% say favorable and 44% say he's unfavorable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these bring into stark light some of the things that we're going to have to deal with. Matter of fact, I can't remember who said it, but he said, when you go to the polls this time, think outcumbent. Now, I want you to understand one thing about these polls. You have to watch who is being polled. There's a difference between a poll that uses registered voters as opposed to a poll that uses likely voters. And although Real Clear Politics has combined all these polls for us, it doesn't really go into any real detail of whether it was registered voters or likely voters, and they are not the same thing. So always take these polls with a little grain of salt, okay? Now, that being said, these polls do show us this is a pretty close election cycle. One of the more interesting things to note is that these polls don't seem to be changing very much. I mean, Obama gains a little, Obama loses a little, Romney gains a little, Romney loses a little, but lately, all of them have been within the margin of error. Traditionally speaking, that does not bode well for our president. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to today's show. Thank you for joining us again. We hope that you join us again next week on What Happened. I'd like to thank my producer, Dave Olson. Without his fine work, all this would not be possible. Until next week, have a good day.